Well, Trev, you're off and racing. How is the bunch? And everyone seems to be fit and out on the court.
Yeah, it was a good day one. It was really competitive spirit out there, and it's it comes around pretty quick this time of the year. So we'll add pieces to come along. We've got Tirico and Bryce will be in next week, and Nick will be here later on this week as well.
Can we ask about Nick? Do you think he'll make the team, or what do you reckon right now?
Yeah, look, he's one of the first guys that I'd pick on the team, but I'm not on the inside knowledge of how their training camp's going, but he's a great teammate. He works really hard. He makes unselfish plays and puts his body on the line, and that's you need that for the Australian Boomers team.
Will he train with you guys regardless of whether he makes it or not? So if he's in, does that change what the planning side of things?
Yeah, look, I don't know how he's been going the last couple of days, so it really is to evaluate as soon as he gets back, and we'll let the medicos give him the tick if he's practicing next Thursday or he makes the squad and gets ready for their preparation.
How's my jock settled in?
Yeah, really good. He's very strong. You know, it's just really getting him familiar with our system and our culture and our work ethic. And, he has some really good signs that's going to be helping us this year. He's a great rebounder, and I've just seen some passing ability out there I didn't know he had. So put a smile on my face.
Has he been underutilised, do you think, in his stints at Melbourne and also New Zealand?
Yeah, probably New Zealand. He didn't get that much court time, and he really showed us some good signs when we went to China with him. His effort levels are up. He's getting to the right spaces, and we can create a lot of opportunities with our personnel on the team. So I think he's going to be a really good fit for us.
How easily do you expect pre-season to slot in as a group when you've got possibly Nick out, you've got to wait for imports to arrive, and you guys coming in as well? So how long do you reckon it takes for everyone to get together on the same page?
Yeah, I think it's more so the new guys. You know, we had a big transition last year with Mitch coming in and Nick coming in. Mm. And, you know, a few other guys that came into our lineup with Tirico. And so there's a lot of change up when you have the personnel change. But we got out there seven guys that are quite familiar with what we're doing right now, and hopefully we can add a few things when Nick gets back here and Bryce and Tirico.
Can you just tell us, Damien Martin, how's his off-season been, and are you confident the body's okay for the rigours of a Damien Martin season?
Yeah, look, I hope so. His price is what he does on the court, and especially with Greg's retirement, Greg was a locker room leader, and Damo's that inspirational leader on the court. And we'll make sure we'll probably adjust the pre-season program to suit Damo's body. You know, he's getting a little bit longer in the tooth, and we want to make sure he's right for the game and put him through a good pre-season. And we did a good job of that at the back end last year, and hopefully we'll do that again.
So can he go into a season without playing at all during the pre-season?
No, he'll play. Yeah, we got seven pre-season games, and it's just monitoring what we do. We know he's not 22 anymore, that he can't take the back-to-back hard sessions, and it's make sure we put the work in, but we're pretty smart with an eye on the future.
What about in-season? Do you look at him and go, there's going to be times when it's not going to be worth starting him in back-to-back games or starting him at all in some games?
Yeah, look, that'll be, game-time decision to see how his body... One thing I do know, Damo is just the ultimate competitor. You know, it doesn't matter if he's got a broken jaw or broken fingers popped out, he just wants to get on the court and play. And that's... We're probably going to have to police that more than him, because Damo's, I'm ready to go. It doesn't matter how his body is. So, it's something that we've monitored the last couple of years and done a good job.
Do you have to discuss the captaincy with him? Is there a time when maybe, if it is his last season, that he hands it over and helps that next person through, or do you expect him to be skipper again?
Yeah, look, we haven't discussed that at all, but just we have a player vote a little bit later when everyone gets here, and we'll put that up into the player's hand. But Damo's, regardless if he's captain or not, he just shows leadership on the court, and... I hope he plays for a long time. The body lands up for a long time because he's invaluable what he does on the court for us.
A quick little one on Dario, the new import.
Yeah, look, really excited. Dario came across the radar when we were searching for guys, and we missed out a few guys from Summer League, just couldn't afford them, and, they're staying in America to go to the NBA. So, the more that we looked into him, the more we liked his IQ out there, his athleticism. He can set great screens. And when you got, you know, some outside scorers like Tirico and Bryce working off that. And he plays above the rim. So it was, he ticked a lot of boxes for us and, you know, had a good talk to him. And he's pretty quiet and laid back, but very respectful kind of guy. And I think he's going to be a great fit for our team.
How much did Bryce influence the decision because of their history together?
Yeah, it was funny. I was throwing some names at him that kind of on our short list. And he said, wait a minute. I played with him in Italy, and then the ears kind of pricked up. Well, what kind of person is he? Is he a good teammate? You know, will he buy into our culture, and will he drain energy in the group? You know, all those things you don't really know until the guy gets here. And Bryce, he said, no, he's a great teammate. He works really hard. He's unselfish. You know, and that's our culture. So we're really excited for him to get here.
And Bryce is all fit and ready to go, is he, for the season?
Yeah, no, he's all ready to go. He's been working out non-stop, so, yeah, he'll be here next Wednesday, I believe. Yeah.
Can you get him an Aussie soon and maybe get another import on top of that and show the rest of the comp that you're really serious?
Yeah, well, we'll try. You know, we've got him back here now. What's that, the third year?
Yeah.
Third year back or four? Yeah, three years, so... He's still got two more to go. So, yeah, hopefully in that time we might be able to get him a bit of Aussie cotton and go from there.
Can we influence any special people?
Well, I think some people outside the court might be influencing him. His partner is pregnant and they're due for a baby later on this year. So that might be a good have a baby in Australia and come to Australia as a citizen, be quite normal. And I'm quite happy over here.
He does seem very settled in this country. Like he's become an honorary Aussie already.
Right. Yeah, look, he's really came into the Australian culture when he came here just for that short stint of 2 months and, you know, liked it to come back. And, look, he had a big offer in Spain and I didn't think he'd be coming back without a question. It was more like, thanks for that 1 year. We won a championship. Good luck for your career. And he said, well, hang on a minute. I might want to come back. And it was like, okay, let's see if we can get this done. But, yeah, he's a quality guy. He's very humble. You know, and what a great player he is. So he's a great teammate to have, and we can't wait for him to get back.
If you can get the citizenship stuff over the line, can you see him in green and gold?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait for that. We'll have the first box to get him in that.
Can we just ask quickly about the rest of the league?
Right.
If you look at Sydney and Melbourne's roster, what's your first reaction?
You know, they're super talented. You know, the league every year in the off-season seems to get better on paper, and it's what you do from the paper onto the court, how successful you are. And we knew last year that we weren't the most talented team, but we played the best together, and that's our challenge again. And, you know, there's just the players are coming back, and, you know, with Casper going to Sydney, it highlights that a different area from when they had Randall, and, you know, when Trimble going and Long going to Melbourne, there's some movement around there of some great players. So we'll let them take care of themselves and we'll take care of ourselves.
Is it fair to say, probably aside from your 2014 team, you've never been the most talented team on paper?
Yeah, look, I think that 13-14 year that when we had James Innes, we were the most talented and you know, we won the championship. And a couple of times we were sitting last on the ladder or just, you know, had to make the last game of the season to make and qualify for the playoffs. And, you know, we know how hard it is to win a championship and not necessarily the most talented teams win that. So, you know, we're up there. We certainly got some talent on our team and we just got to keep developing as a team.
Cool.
All right.
Thank
good
you.
One.
Thanks,
Trev.
Cheers.